We're back.
Live from Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Michelle Good. In this hour of What Do You Know, call me, maybe. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who thinks NHL enforcers must be about ready to burst, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, honey.
Thanks, hon.
You're welcome, sugar lips.
Hon. Thanks, hon.
Okay, Paula from Gutenberg, New Jersey, sent me this here. Very nice. She was at the show, and I'm hearing myself in the background now again, the delay on the headphones. If you get that out of there so I don't go crazy, then I'll be... happy holidays and joyous 2003, and also a recipe for, which looks pretty good. I wish you would have just sent the finished product.
Recipe for fun?
Chocolate orange paradise bars. Because, you know, I guess I might have mentioned the fact that, you know, the holiday, our big holiday pass a dish party is coming up next week, Music Hall here in Madison on campus there.
That's food we're passing.
Yeah, honey. That's the food.
As I always, and each year I have tried to come up with something different, you know. One year I think I dyed matzo balls for it in festive holiday colors. Didn't quite work. And I made latkes one year, and that was a lot of work.
They were good, though, actually.
They were good, but they turned all purple. You know, if you leave them out a little bit, they oxidize or something. And then, so I've been doing the green bean casserole. Because it's a big, you know, the Lutherans love it. Honest to God, I get such a kick out of it. I just set a bowl out there for the Lutherans, and it's gone. There's nothing left, you know, and all it is, you know, that is. It's just, and I have the ingredients for that, but this is helpful because I might try this. Chocolate orange paradise bars. Yeah, I'm still hearing myself in the background there. Is there any way you could do that without actually shooting me in the head to end it? It would be kinder that way. So, okay, well, thank you for that. I don't know if you're going to do that or not. I did have a thing, Velveeta, where you roll out Velveeta, and then you put jalapenos in it and spread cream cheese in there.
Wasn't that Judith's mom's recipe, though?
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And then I used it, and then I told people and how great it was. Turns out it's her secret, you know, pass a dish recipe. And people apparently have trademarked some. Although I think it's on the box.
I think it is, too.
I think it is. You know, you roll it out with a kind of stupid thing to be doing, and you're going to spread it.
And you've just mentioned it on nationally syndicated radio, too.
What?
The recipe. The coveted secret recipe.
I know, and I felt really bad about it, but, you know, so I... Okay. All right, let's go to the memos right here, because, you know, each week at this time, read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Hopefully there's no secret recipes out there. I'm saying something to think about. And this is Aaron Rodgers' day in a law firm. I don't know if this is in... It's somewhere in Wisconsin. Okay. This is they're having Aaron Rodgers' day in the law firm. This is the memo that went out on that. All. That's how it begins. All. The goal is to enjoy honoring Aaron Rodgers and maintain a professional appearance. Jerseys, tee, shirts, and sweatshirts, if worn, should be accompanied with a white or black turtleneck and should appropriately fit. That's going to be a stretch. The Packer attire should be accompanied by neatly pressed slacks and professional footwear. If you are not wearing Packer apparel, professional attire is expected. Thank you for cooperation. We do want to be able to continue these types of events in the future. Thank you, management. Well, isn't that sweet? Makes you really want to attend Aaron Rodgers Day. That's it. That's the memo. I don't care. I'm telling you it's over. At least it was short. Okay. And that's the best one we got this past week or so. I do have a 10,000 backlog of memos. No Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers Day? Everyone's going to be doing the thing with the belt thing. It's going to be so annoying in that law office. No one wants to see that from your lawyer doing the belt thing. Your lawyer. Serious business.
What is the belt thing?
The belt thing he does, the championship belt thing, you know. he's not doing it so much anymore. It hasn't been that kind of season, but he does.
It's like a boxing belt, a big, huge belt.
Yeah, it's like showing your belt thing, you know. Guys do it all the time. I guess you're not familiar with that.
I guess not.
Okay, honey. Where can they send memos and communications of any sort?
They can send those to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
I'm going to hear from Judith's mom now.
I know,
I'm sorry I mentioned it. I mean, you know, I really try to make a nice dish to pass.